Welcome. This is the Lauder Podcast. I'm Meg Cowick, your host. I'm sitting here with Amanda Bruneski, and she is a member of the Spanish program, and she's here to talk to us today about her experience in the Summer Immersion Program. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to apply to Lauder?
Sure, definitely. I can talk about my background a little bit. I'm probably one of the non-traditional applicants. My background is mainly in international education. I have experience working in that field in both Mexico City and in Spain, so that was initially how I was attracted to the program. I was specifically looking at programs that had an international component, and there were very few that stood out to me as much as the Lauder program did, and the minute I saw this program, I just knew that it was my top choice. The main reasons basically were that it had a strong language focus, which is incredibly hard to find at any other business school. Also, it's the opportunity to do 2 degrees in basically 2 years, so that was another very attractive option for me. So that's the main reason I chose it, and it seemed like the perfect fit for me.
So is there anything that you did specifically to prepare for the Lauder Immersion?
For the Lauder Immersion, I did. Basically to prepare for the summer and then for the OPI language test required for admission, I just tried to chat as much as possible with Spanish-speaking friends, listen to Spanish music, things just to jog my memory in terms of the vocabulary and the grammar that I had learned in my past experience.
So when you finally went on the immersion, what cities did you visit?
Well, first we went to Monterrey, Mexico, then that was for 3 weeks, and that was a new experience for me. I had never been there before, so I was very interested to see what the city was like and the business climate as well. And then we also spent a week in Mexico City following the 3 weeks in Monterrey, and that was great for me because my previous experience was there, and so it was really nice to go back and see how the city had changed, and there's just so much that the city offers in terms of museums and cultural sites, and it's very different from Monterrey, so it provides a really good contrast. And then finally, we spent our last month in Buenos Aires, which is an amazing city with a lot to offer. Great food, really friendly people. So we all had so much fun there, and I think really learned a lot.
So I know in the summer immersion program, there's an academic component, there's a business component, there's a cultural component. Was there anything that really stood out to you?
Each part of the trip was so different, so it's really hard to pick out things that were my favorite or that really stood out, because there was so much that was really interesting about each place. But I would say, particularly for me, one of the classes in Buenos Aires that focused on the political and economic history of the country and how that history related to the current business climate was just phenomenal. I think I learned so much about why the country is the way it is. Learned a lot about the crisis and how it affects business dealings today. So that was something that really impacted me.
How did the language courses that you took during the immersion help you in your immersion experience? Or was it being out on the city streets that kind of helped you the most?
I think a little bit of both. For me, I was a Spanish and international relations double major during my undergraduate education. And so I had some advanced grammar before in Spanish literature classes, but I was actually surprised that the language courses did cover a lot of things that I either had forgotten or didn't know about, more subtleties of the language. And so that did impress me, as I had numerous language classes in my past. And basically, it was a hard realization in that I didn't speak Spanish as well as I thought I did. So it was a great opportunity to see what I had been doing wrong and then try to focus on correcting it and speaking better with my host family in Argentina or with locals in Mexico. So
you stayed with the host family for a while?
Yes.
What was that like?
That was an incredible experience. It provided a great contrast to the Mexico portion of the program, because there we were living with other students, and so it was a great opportunity for the group to get to know each other and to bond.
Right.
And then it was nice to switch to families later to see more of the family culture in Argentina, because I had never stayed with a family in that particular country before, and so was eager to contrast it to host families I had stayed with in Spain, for example. And I had a great family. It was really nice to have them teach me Argentine words, and they made me special dishes, so it was It was a really nice contrast to the first part of the program.
So, for next year's incoming Spanish students, what would you suggest they do to prepare? What should they pack, for example?
Well, I think, first of all, for academic preparation, I think speaking Spanish as much as possible is really the key, just to get back into it, get your mind flowing a little bit. And also, in terms of just preparing for the general MBA program, I think, you know, maybe from people for non-traditional backgrounds, you know, if you want to take some sort of math class or to get your quant background up to speed, that's something that definitely helped me in just reviewing that a lot. So to balance both sides of the program, I would say the MBA and the language and letter portion, since my background was in liberal arts before. Also, in terms of more specific preparation, packing, we did a lot of activities. I had some friends in the program that they went to a place called Matacanes, which is cliff jumping. And so they were wearing their bathing suits, and it was very active. And some of us also played intramural sports at the university in Mexico. So I played a lot of beach volleyball there. They had a sand court that was a lot of fun. So definitely workout clothes and being prepared for everything.
Right.
And then also mainly business casual clothes. I would say that we wore to the corporate visits, maybe one or two suits would be adequate.
Good. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Well, it's my
pleasure. I really appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast.